This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program here on this Christmas Eve episode of the show. We are here in the studio live. And always, we will take your calls on our phone lines that are no longer toll-free. 603-283-6160. Not that you're going to really pay anything to call that anyway if you're calling from a cell phone or most landlines these days.
Or an internet line.
Oh, certainly. Voice over IP. Yeah, exactly. We'd be happy to have you here if you want to talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
Well, we just got back from our Christmas Eve dinner out with a limited number of the activist community.
Yeah, it was not a very big turnout, but I think tomorrow's dinner will have a larger turnout. I'm expecting like maybe 7 to 10, maybe even as many as 15.
That'd be nice.
I won't be able to fit 15 people out there, but...
Yeah, I think you could. I think we've had that many out there before.
Tables and seats are going to be the concern now, though.
Isn't there that big old table that was there previously?
No, Kurt got rid of it, I think.
Oh, that's not good. That was a really nice table.
It was broken.
Oh, was it? Well, anyway, so we've got, you know, the activist community here in New Hampshire, which is always busy with a variety of things, and it's a big community. There's a large group of freedom-loving people here, and of course they don't all believe exactly the same thing, but one thing that has definitely been uniting people recently has been the tyrannies that we've seen on the rise. Now, I mean, the state's always been tyrannical. The state has always been, whether you find yourself in the place calling itself the state of California, the United States of America, North Korea, or New Hampshire, the state is always a tyrant.
But it's really cranked up the arbitrary tyranny this year, though.
Yeah. This year it seems to have really gotten worse. You use the term cranked up, and it's absolutely true. Like, they've definitely, they're maxing out whatever they think they can get away with now, all of a sudden. And, of course,
I mean, I get, you know, traffic laws and anti-drug laws, anti-prostitution, anti-murder laws. To a certain extent, I understand they're trying to do what they think is right, presumably, but the arbitrariness of this of the tyranny of this year is just inexcusable.
Yeah, it's gotten so bad that now the government gang is not even bothering to pretend as though there's any kind of accountability to what they do.
Yeah, because everything they're doing now is in secret, right? Behind closed doors in Zoom meetings that the public can't access.
I mean, even if you can access the meeting, is it really access? You know, can you really, do you really feel like you've got the same say that you did before? Now, of course, anybody that's ever been to a public meeting before knows it's all a big scam.
Sure.
You know they've already made up their mind and that they're just allowing a public comment hearing, you know, because it makes it look better.
Yeah.
You know, they've already made their minds up. All you have to do is go look back at the Bearcat example here from Keene.
That's probably the best example.
Yeah.
Because that was unanimously people speaking out against it.
It was almost unanimous. There was former cops that were speaking in favor of it.
They don't count.
but you know, these city councilors in this case voted almost, not quite unanimously. There were three, I think, no votes on it. But the majority of them
something.
Voted for this Bearcat, which is this massive tank that the police department got a federal grant for nearly $300,000 in this little town of, you know, a small city of 23,000 people. So that was back
in 2012.
It's
practically Mayberry in regard to its violent crime rate.
Yeah, so that was back in 2012 or 2011 when that happened. Now they're just really throwing it right out in your face about how bad things are. You can't go to the meetings. You can't go to court hearings anymore. Some court hearings that are supposedly open to the public are actually closed, as I found out earlier this fall or late this summer. I posted a blog story about that over at Free Keene. And, of course, we've been pointing out for years on this show and over at FreeKeene.com the hypocrisy and the tyranny and the violence of the state. It's just that now, like you said, Aria, because of 2020, because it's now more hidden, the state's now more hidden than it's ever been, more secretive than it's ever been, and more unconstitutional and illegal than it's ever been. There is a large number of people who, they hadn't quite had their fill before 2020, But now they have.
Good. And better late than never.
Yeah, and now they're sick of it. And so, you know, we've seen some interesting protests going on around the country. There have been some things that have been violent and some things that haven't.
And New Hampshire has a protest that seems like it's going to be really interesting coming up.
Yeah, and I don't know if we can talk. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to divulge any details, yeah. But it's you want to watch New Hampshire over the next few weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like, earlier this year and throughout the year, I've been very critical of New Hampshire and the people here, of how obedient that they've been acting. You know, plenty of people around here in Keene. That's not true in some of the more rural areas, from what I understand. But here in the liberal city of Keene, as one of the most leftist cities in New Hampshire, people are very obedient with masks.
Which isn't surprising. It is, after all, the liberal bastion in New Hampshire.
But still, I still kind of hope for better from New Hampshire in general. New Hampshire, as far as its governor and the legislative or whatever executive branch response to the COVID so-called pandemic, has been mid-pack at best. There's a, I forget who did the study, but there's an ongoing sort of look at all the 50 states and how their COVID crackdowns, you know, how intense they've been or how freedom-oriented that they've been. And New Hampshire is like number 26.
Other than the closing of the bars, which lasted like 6 weeks, I think, the closing of the bars and restaurants, New Hampshire's really hasn't been that bad because so much of it is really advisory. There's suggestions as they're written.
Well,
the person doing the study is probably considering them to be mandates.
Yeah, I don't know what you may be right about that. But the thing is, most people consider them to be mandates.
Yeah.
I mean, we are.
People were putting mask mandate signs on their doors long before Sununu required it.
Correct. And in the so-called requirement, there are a ton of exemptions. So, I mean, it's written in a way that anyone who wants to be exempt can be exempt, but it's not that people actually read these things. The average person has never actually looked at a single one of these government orders, of these executive orders. They just see a news report. They believe whatever the news report says, or they hear somebody talking around the water cooler at work or whatever, and they believe whatever somebody says about it. So people believe there's a mask mandate, even though there's all kinds of exemptions to it. So people are taking these things as though they are orders, even though legally the governor has no if the system were to follow its own rules, the governor has no legal ability to issue these orders to individuals.
No, he absolutely does not. I mean, that was one of the whole reasons the United States came to be. The president, the governor, none of these people were supposed to be able to walk up to you, give you an order, and require you to obey.
Right.
But because of these emergency orders and these declarations of emergencies, whatever they're calling them, they can do whatever they want. And it's criminal if we don't obey.
Well, that's what they say, at least. So far, we have yet to see a criminal case be brought against someone for not wearing a mask.
Well, we have seen it brought against businesses.
Right. There have been businesses who've been targeted, and most businesses so far have not put up a fight. There are a couple, however, that are outstanding about that. There's one lady that's running a bakery in, I think, Bedford, New Hampshire. She was targeted with a $500 fine. And the Liberty Defense Fund, which is a relatively new organization that came about this year, they are defending this lady. They've got an attorney for her, and they are going to be fighting that particular fine. So
awesome.
Yeah, so there is a business owner who's fighting that. Of course, we know Malaise from the restaurant here in town, Fa Keen Great, which is a wonderful pho noodle restaurant here in Keene. She has teamed up with you and I, Aria, and we are the three co-plaintiffs on a lawsuit that is actually suing the city of Keene and the governor's office in federal court over the mask mandates. But at this point, it may all be a moot point because the New Hampshire government just got fired on Monday.
Thank goodness for that. So are we free now? Am I understanding this correctly?
I mean, if you believe in any of these political things, then technically the political boundaries or whatever, or the bindings between the people and the state, the people calling themselves the state, have been dissolved as of the new Declaration of Independence that was read aloud and signed by dozens and dozens of people on Monday morning. So if you believe,
I wish I could have signed it.
Yeah, it's not too late. I'm sure you still can. But if you believe in this political theater, we haven't read it yet. But
it's the Declaration of Independence.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good. We'll read it here in a little bit. But if you believe in the political theater and all, and the whole, you know, all these things, then you should believe that the New Hampshire Constitution's Article 10, which is the right to revolution, you should believe that it was put in there for a reason.
Sure.
And
and to secure our right to revolt.
Indeed, and that means that we can utilize that when the time is right. And these guys are saying, and I'm saying, that the time is now.
There has never been a better time.
Right. So we'll continue, and you can share your thoughts with us at 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here. Take your calls, your thoughts about what you want. So we're talking about declaring independence.
With Ernie Hancock.
No, Ernest is not here, although I'm sure he would be interested in hearing about this.
I'm sure he would be.
I suspect he doesn't know about this. This is basically breaking news. I mean, there were a couple of videos of it that I think people took on, like, cell phones earlier this week. It was Monday morning when about approximately 100, some said more than 100, people gathered on the State House steps to declare their independence.
That's hardcore, man.
From the state of New Hampshire. Just to be clear. Now, I mean, I also support declaring personal independence.
Sure.
From any state, including the United States. And ultimately, that's kind of what these people did. Now, they are ultimately revolutionaries in that most of these folks here, I can't speak for them, obviously, but it's just my impression was that most of the folks here are sort of like right-leaning people. But there was a good mix of libertarians in there, too. I feel like the right-leaning ones, they definitely want to start a new government. You know, like,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, they're not there yet to the idea of not having any kind of coercive monopoly on force. But at the very least, they are to the point where they can see that this one has not worked and that this one has failed.
That's a step in the right direction.
It is. And so it's like I say, wherever somebody is mad about the government gang, I want to be there to talk to them. I'm there at the Black Lives Matter rallies. I'm there at the, you know, Trump, what do they call it? Stop the Steal.
See, that was
rallies.
One that I wouldn't go to simply because I don't want to have any association with that whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you can't stop somebody from showing up with a Trump flag to something, right? So,
that's true.
So the protests that were out in front of Sununu's house here, that's the governor here in so-called governor here in New Hampshire, these protests that have been going on, the first two were heavy with Trump people. So even though it wasn't in any way intended to be a Trump event, that was a good chunk of who showed up.
Sure.
And,
but it wasn't billed as a pro-Trump rally.
But it doesn't matter. If somebody takes a picture of a group of people and 10 out of 30, or in this case, like, you know, 30 out of 100 of them, are waving Trump flags and they got Trump gear on, it's going to look like you're at a Trump rally. So it doesn't really matter what the intention was. Anyway,
I guess it's just different. Having Trump supporters show up at a rally that isn't a pro-Trump rally and actually going to a rally that is a pro-Trump rally. To me, there's just an optics difference.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but if people are looking at the photos, they wouldn't be able to tell one from the other.
Good point.
Literally, optics. You couldn't tell. And in fact, there were the people who organized the rallies at the state, or not the state, at the governor's house, they did talk to some of those people who were like, hey, could you not bring the Trump flags next time?
I mean, we oppose Trump as well, you know?
Well, I can't speak for them personally.
Sure.
They may not have. They just didn't want their rally to look like a Trump rally. So
understandable.
And I guess it did work to some extent, although the subsequent rallies had a dramatically lower turnout. So the first two were actually very, very strong. There was, you know, near to 100 people at the first two rallies out in front of the governor's house, and then they started dropping off after that to the point where...
Well, activism is tiring.
I'm not surprised. It is. But also, if you tell somebody, hey, we don't want you to bring your message here, that's more likely to turn them off completely than it is to have them say, okay, I'll do what you say.
Sure.
Right? So I think you're going to lose some people. In fact, they had told others that they didn't like, for instance, our co-host, Nobody, at one point was told to not talk about violent revolution. And again, I understand why they would say that to him.
Sure.
I get it. I say it to him every night here. You know, I don't tell him not to talk about it, but I counter his points whenever he talks about it on the air with us. And he must be taking the night off tonight. I think he's probably deep programming next door on cell 411. But
violent revolution, I mean, for those who aren't aware, is not going to solve anything.
I don't think so.
It will just take one state and replace it with another. That's right. What it's always done.
Well, and ultimately, that's what these people, I think, want to do, but they don't want to do it with violence if they can avoid it. They just want to, you know, terminate the current agreement, quote unquote,
which they are legally authorized to do,
right, by the New Hampshire Article 10. I'm gonna quote New Hampshire Article 10 here for listeners that are not familiar. I didn't know anything about it.
There's an actual right to revolt listed in the New Hampshire Constitution.
Correct. It's Article 10 of the Bill of Rights of the New Hampshire Constitution. So, and it's a pretty good constitution. Like, there's some good stuff in there. Unfortunately, obviously, like the U.S. Constitution, it didn't do jack squat to stop people from, you know, creating a terrifying government that imprisons innocent, peaceful people. So here's what Article 10 says. This is the full text of it. It's only a couple sentences, two or three sentences. Here we go. government being instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the whole community, and not for the private interest or emolument of any one man, family, or class of men. Therefore, whenever the ends of government are perverted, and public liberty manifestly endangered, and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may, and of right ought, to reform the old, or establish a new government. So it doesn't say, like, you should just get rid of it entirely. It does prescribe that you must continue with these revolutions. But going on, last sentence is, the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
That is a hardcore statement.
It really
is. That final one really is. Yeah.
That last sentence really just tells you the mindset of the men at the time who wrote this document.
Yeah, they were done with government's crap.
Correct.
Well, and, of course, then they went on to create a government that gave us more crap. Yeah. But
they didn't know. You know, they didn't know. They did know that the king was bad.
They undertook an experiment, and in some ways it was successful, but it grew out of control the way it was always going to. And in hindsight, we know, oh, yeah, this was always going to end badly, but at the time,
they didn't. No. And so that's where a lot of the mindset was, I think, with these people here at, on Monday morning in Concord, where they actually read an 8-page long Declaration of Independence. Now, I don't know how long the original declaration was, so it'd be interesting to compare the two. Now, this is a Declaration of Independence for New Hampshire, which also is termed, when you look at the document itself, the termination of office and termination of the, quote, state.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, for those who haven't been paying attention, the goal here isn't a violent revolution. I mean, in theory, according to the Constitution, all we should have to do is present these people with a Declaration of Independence and tell them they're fired. Yes. And they should respect that and go home.
We know that's not going to be the case.
No, that they are absolutely not going to respect that and go home.
They are going to ignore this, and they're going to continue forward with doing what they're doing, which is operating in secret and
illegally.
Continuing to extract as much money from the New Hampshire people as they possibly can. But the political event here, I think, is noteworthy.
Oh, absolutely.
What they've done. As Dan Richard points out from the New Hampshire Committee of Safety, that is the organization that he is creating to kind of do this, that he points out this has never been done before. Now, I've certainly brought up the New Hampshire Article 10 in court cases, for instance, like, you know, as my justification for doing whatever civilly disobedient thing that I had done at the time. And obviously, the judges don't care. It doesn't matter what they say.
That's just sheets of paper.
Yeah. But in this case, these are sheets of paper with multiple signatures on them. So it's not just Ian Freeman alone in court. Right now, it's a movement of people. Many of them are talking about doing things like putting property taxes into escrow. So sort of making the motion that, hey, we're paying these taxes, but we're paying it into an escrow account, which means that it's not actually going to the state. It's going to an escrow account. Presumably what they mean is that it would be released from the escrow whenever this new government got formed. That's an interesting idea. There's more coming up here.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. The president from his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, praises everyone who contributed to the coronavirus vaccine's development.
We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
The eastern part of the United States getting hit with lots of rain, which could make for a rough Christmas. The line of rain stretches all the way into Canada and as far south as the Florida Panhandle. A proposal to give eligible Americans direct payments of up to $2,000 will have to wait until after Christmas. Republicans blocked an attempt today to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. The entire House will vote on the measure on Monday. USA Radio News. Some doctors across the country are fearing a post-Christmas COVID surge.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's giving away free cookies on Christmas Eve. The only two catches, you have to download their mobile app and spend a minimum of $1. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here on this Christmas Eve episode of the show. Phones are open, as always, at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian
and Aria.
Plus, want to let you know about Divi. Divi is a cryptocurrency out there, and it is a newer one. I mean, it's a few years old now, I think, at this point. In fact, we've been on board with Divi here on Free Talk Live since more than a year ago. And it has done pretty well for Free Talk Live, especially earlier this year. It had a nice shoot up, but it's down since then a bit, so it might be a good time to look at getting into it. If you're interested in becoming a Divi masternode, they make it super easy. Like, it's the easiest masternode setup I've ever been through. You can go to DiviProject.org. You do need to have Divi in order to become a masternode and earn some rewards. In order to acquire Divi, you can do it through several exchanges or straight through the Divi team. You can get in touch with them through their Telegram channel at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. So we've been talking about a group of what I'm describing as revolutionaries, because I think that's what they ultimately want, even though I want to evolve past the idea of the coercive state. They declared independence on Monday morning at the State House, which, by the way, is closed.
I mean, a dissolution of the current government, which, even if we don't replace it with anything, it would still be a revolution in the sense that it's a drastic upheaval of the current system. I mean, even if we were just like, no, you're fired, and they actually did peacefully go home, that would still be a revolution.
Well, I don't know. Revolution suggests that something has gone round. Right? A revolution on a tire, right, is where the entire tire has gone around one time.
Well, right? That's based on the word revolves, though.
Indeed, and that's...
Revolution is based on the... This context of revolution is based on revolt.
Hmm. But usually there's also a revolving that goes on, is there not?
Oh, yeah.
Like one.
It's just a giant circle of tearing down one state and replacing it with another.
Indeed. So.
And they do seem, on the grand scale of human history, that each time this little revolution happens, that society gets a little bit freer, a little bit more anti-government.
It is based on the old French from late Latin revolutio, which of course means from the Latin revolvere, to revolve. So I mean, it literally does mean.
So it's not based on the word revolt.
I mean, that's probably a factor as well, but regardless, it's a revolution is what it is, right? And
sure.
And so that's what they're doing. We're going to go, but it's still exciting times here. I'm really happy to see it happen. As I was pointing out before, it's like New Hampshire generally has been kind of disappointing in 2020 as far as its lack of freedom under the COVID crackdowns compared to other states. But the revolutionary spirit here in New Hampshire is definitely still alive. And I, you know, we've seen some protester groups go to other state capitals as well, so it's certainly not exclusive to New Hampshire.
As far as I know, though, New Hampshire is the first one to serve its government with a Declaration of Independence.
I have not heard of that happening anywhere else. Now, if you have, I want to hear about it.
Like, absolutely.
If this already happened out in Michigan, because I know they did a statehouse thing in Michigan earlier this year, if this is happening in, you know, Oregon or wherever, we definitely want to know about it. But as far as I know, this may be breaking news. This may be the first time something like this has occurred. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. First up, it's Mike. He's in Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. And I only interrupted Christmas Eve at two people's homes before I got the number correct, so that wasn't so bad. That's okay, though. Good for them. Hey, I watched something. I heard early this morning that Donald Trump had pardoned the parents of the Balloon Boy. Are you familiar with the Balloon Boy?
No, is that different from Bubble Boy?
It's a 10-year-old story, and this
he did hand out like 26 pardons today. Huh. None of them were the person we were.
But this one is definitely worth looking into because it's so fascinating, the story. So what it was a guy built a helium balloon in his backyard and pretended that his 6-year-old son got in it, and it captured. Matter of fact, they interrupted a speech from Barack Obama to follow this balloon for hours. That actually was empty because the kid was in the attic of the garage. But the greatest part about the whole thing is, if you watch all, is to watch the media create literally out of ultra thin air, create a story, and the sheriff's department saying that it's true. They know the boy's in the balloon. The newscasters know the boy. They even made sure they didn't get their strings crossed. He's really in the.
There are so many things wrong with this, man. First of all, your average balloon is going
to
bust.
Hold on, what kind of balloon are we talking about? Wait a minute, are we talking about a hot air balloon?
Yes, it's a little helium balloon. They said their 6-year-old son went up accidentally in it.
He also would have immediately suffocated and died.
Wait a minute, is this little or is this a
hot air balloon? Oh, no, the experts were all there. No, you see, that's for
helium
your
is hands down the fastest and easiest way to kill yourself.
Okay, I'm confused.
Anyway, it's just a great story to look at if you're bored and are tired of watching.
Mike,
Rudolph.
I'm confused though. Did this little boy go up in a hot air balloon, or did he go up?
No. This was a science project that his dad. They had also been on another reality show, The Family.
The kid was in the attic.
It was just a hoax. It was just completely a hoax. And
okay, but was there actually was there actually a balloon that was floating around?
Yes, they followed it with jets and helicopters, and all the news people and the experts came in from.
Was this like a hot air balloon where there was a basket where a kid could be hiding in the basket or whatever, or was this just a normal balloon?
It was the size of the trampoline out back. That's how big it was. And one of the kids said to their dad, Bobby. Got in the balloon and let it go. Now, it was a lie from the very beginning.
Well, obviously, I mean, the MythBusters even did this. The amount of helium and the number of balloons it would take to make a person float, it would fill an aircraft hangar.
It was like a 10-foot diameter.
No, we're talking thousands of square feet of balloonage required.
Yeah, I don't have any LSD, but I do have marijuana, and that seems to make it all a better
day. All right, Mike, thanks for the recommendation. I appreciate it.
I can't believe anyone ever believed that.
Well, it's what he said, so people believed it. I mean, it appears to be a fairly large balloon based on the photo that I'm seeing. It looks like it was resembled a flying saucer. So, I mean, it was, I guess, believable because it wasn't just, you know, a couple little balloons or whatever. It wasn't like the kid got purportedly lifted up by a batch of birthday balloons or something. It was a fairly large device, as I understand it. Anyway, apparently the parents have been pardoned by the Colorado governor in that particular case.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So there you go.
They did was show how stupid people are or how gullible they are.
If you want to join the show here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. So we were just talking about the revolutionaries here in New Hampshire. They gathered at the State House on Monday morning at 10 a.m., and there were approximately 100 people there. I counted at least 80 at one point. Somebody else said they counted more than 100 at a different point. And they gathered on the State House steps, sort of all lined up after, you know, kind of hanging out for a little while and talking. And a guy named Dan Richard from the Committee of, what he calls the Committee of Safety here in New Hampshire, he wrote this
concerning name, considering all of this COVID crackdown tyranny is being done in the name of safety.
Yeah, I wouldn't have chosen it for my group, but I suspect he's got a reason that he chose that particular name, and he's not on the air with us right now to answer that particular question. But I am curious to know, you know, what is the, because he's one of these guys that, like, is really educated to the history of the state, so there's probably some sort of historical significance to the name, would be my guess. He really knows his stuff. Longtime listeners of this show will recognize the name Dick Marple as a state representative who was one of these, like, really legal eagle types that knows the court system kind of inside and out and isn't afraid to take on a judge, you know, in a courtroom. There's actually some pretty epic video on YouTube of Dick Marple, if you search for his name in court, of him just, like, yelling at a judge, which is amazing.
And he did not care at all.
You've seen that video.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So this guy, Dan Richard, is basically a student of Dick Marple. Dick Marple passed away a couple of years ago. He's very old. He made it into his mid-80s. And Dan, I'm guessing, is probably in his mid to late 50s. And he is on it. Like, this guy knows his stuff, and he's real sharp. So anyway, he wrote this Declaration of Independence, which we're going to share with you coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live, Christmas Eve edition.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
The Christmas Eve episode here. 603-283-6160 is our number if you want to dial in and join us here. That's 603-283-6160. Also in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Want you to know about our AMP program. I want to say thanks to Shooty HG, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Shooty is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations to bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom. If you think that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a cheeseburger every single month, we sure would appreciate your help over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's what Shooty HG did. You get access to some cool perks and some benefits over at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the revolutionary spirit still alive here in New Hampshire with people invoking their Article 10 right to revolution. Now, you can check your local state constitution and let me know if anything like this is there. I believe Texas has a right of secession built into their constitution, but I could be wrong about that. I've heard that rumor. I've never checked it for myself.
I imagine New Hampshire is unique in having a right to revolt.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to believe that that's the case, but maybe there are some other states that...
There's 50 of these constitutions, though, and yeah, I'm not reading...
I'm not going to go through them.
No. I didn't even finish the New Hampshire one.
I've never read the whole thing either, but I have gone through the Bill of Rights, and there's some pretty good stuff. That, as we discussed earlier this week, actually, the New Hampshire Supreme Court shockingly ruled 4-0 in favor of an individual's right to use psilocybic mushrooms and, in theory, other drugs as a form of worship.
Yep. The religious protections in New Hampshire are very strong.
Stronger than even in the U.S. Constitution.
Which is surprising for a state that is largely secular.
Sure, but back in the day, you know, they did want to get away from the king because of state religions, right? Like,
sure.
That was a motivating factor beyond the taxes and whatever other controls they were putting on the populace. That was one of them. And now, of course, there were some, I believe, some state religions. I think Massachusetts had one at
the
time. I think they did. But anyway,
well,
if you
kudos
want
to New Hampshire for getting away from that.
Yeah, no doubt. 603-283-6160. And there is a reason why New Hampshire is arguably the freest, at least as of the 2018 numbers. I don't know what they're going to look like after 2020, but the Freedom in the 50 States study tied New Hampshire with Florida, or its closest, neck and neck. And then I think it was the Heritage Foundation. I think it's Fraser Institute. Anyway, there's another one that does North America freedom, and New Hampshire is the freest of all the North American states, including Mexico, including Canada, and the United States.
Wow.
New Hampshire is the top. And Florida was number two, but New Hampshire is number one there. So, you know, we've got a good starting point, and that does suggest that the New Hampshire Constitution was a little bit better than some of the other states out there. But it wasn't good enough to stop tyranny, and
of course not.
And so these folks gathered on the State House steps at 10 a.m. in order to invoke their right of revolution as specified within the New Hampshire's Constitution, Article 10, which we read to you earlier. And then Dan Richard from the Committee of Safety, their website, cosnh.com, he read off this Declaration of Independence, which actually just got released today. So I just put the video of this up over at the Free Keen YouTube channel. It premiered just before Free Talk Live started tonight. And the
looks like it made some people angry as well.
Somebody from Massachusetts was very upset in the chat room. Which,
well, they should stay in Massachusetts.
That's
then.
What I told them. You've got the right place. And he was going off about America this. We got to keep America together. I'm like, you can have it.
Yeah.
You massholes can have America. Who cares? America's a failed experiment. All of these governments are failed experiments, but America's the worst failed experiment in North America at this time. And so I think we need to just leave the United States.
I agree.
But as of right now, some of the people of New Hampshire have decided they're leaving New Hampshire, not the physical bounds of the place, but
if they
the state.
Leave the state of New Hampshire, they de facto leave the United States as well, because whatever new state they form won't be part of the United States.
This is a good point, and this is one of the reasons why I want like the New Hampshire secessionists to be close to these people, because, you know, we can have an influence on them about this, because some of them, I'm sure, are going to be like, well, we need to rejoin the United States.
Why?
Well, I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. But my question to them would be, well, why?
Yeah. What's the benefit?
Higher taxes? More tyranny?
I don't know. The biggest thing they'll always come up with in my experience of talking with people is the military.
Well, let's just be realistic here. No one's going to invade New Hampshire, and the United States government wouldn't allow anyone to invade New Hampshire, whether we were part of the United States government or not.
Well, unless, of course, the United States government invaded New Hampshire upon secession.
And that's the most likely outcome, for sure. I mean, that's what they did last time people started seceding.
But I don't know if they would do it this time, so I don't know how likely it is. Regardless, I think we should try it and find out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, should we read this Declaration of Independence?
I am tremendously intrigued to learn what it says.
I have also, like I said, I posted nearly full video of this being read on the State House steps. So we could play that as well, but I don't have the first few paragraphs, so at the very least I will have to read the first few paragraphs of it, because my camera battery had died. It was very cold out that day, and so even though I've got like three extended batteries for this camera that normally will go for 2 or 3 hours, they were doing less than an hour apiece. So anyway. Here it is. We, the people of the state of New Hampshire, public notice, termination of office and termination of the, quote, state, unquote.
All right, we're already off to a good start.
That's how I feel. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
Okay, that's just verbatim the original Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I think he's copied a little bit of that over here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are
going to fix that. They could have went ahead and taken the opportunity to fix that.
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and, in a word, of seeking and obtaining happiness. That, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, of course, I don't buy this theory.
Right? I don't either.
I don't think there's any evidence of any government that has ever done, you know, has stayed restricted, that any so-called binds of the Constitution have ever bound the government in any kind of meaningful way.
No, if a government asked me for my consent and I declined it, that would be one thing, but
they never did.
They don't even do that. They just say, no, you're here, so you therefore consent.
Yeah. So I think what they're doing here that is valuable is letting them know that they don't consent. And they're doing it in a large enough group to where if there's a tax revolt, then it would be somewhat significant, for instance. So, again, looking at nonviolent, peaceful ways to conduct this sort of thing. If you have hundreds of participants, again, only 100 came to the state house, but some people are working, right? Sure. So presumably, let's presume there's five times as many supporters, just five times as many, 500 people that support this. I mean, if all of those people were to not pay property taxes, that would look pretty bad if they actually stole 500 people's homes from them, you know?
Yeah, but they would.
And they would. They would. There's no easy way out of this, right? Like,
sure.
You know, the founding fathers.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, the founding fathers pledged their lives and their fortunes, and they do the same thing here at the end of this. So it says here that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And we're seeing that happening right
now. Absolutely.
We're seeing people just suffering.
I mean, that's almost a quote from Heath Ledger's Joker as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't really care how bad the reality is as long as they can, you know, quietly drift through life without feeling the boot too much on their neck.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we're seeing people just put up with so much today, being told what to do with their business. Now, they always were.
Being put under curfews, being locked down, yeah. Having your places of entertainment shut down, movie theaters
really
destroyed,
bad.
Concerts destroyed. People should be desperate by this point
right.
for some kind of meaningful change.
And disconnecting humans from each other as well. I'm telling people they can't even go to their Christmas dinners. They can't go and have Thanksgiving together and telling family members they can't hug one another. I mean, it has gone absolutely insane. So there's more coming up here to the new Declaration of Independence. This one for the people of New Hampshire. It was read and signed on Monday morning at the State House, which is closed, by the way. You can't actually access the government anymore. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.